Angela.
Hi, Angela. My name is Jack. We just conducted an opinion survey. We'd just like to ask you some questions about being today's society, being a woman in today's social and political landscape. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a Hispanic? But do you know Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank
no.
you. Now, this question is just for statistical purpose only, okay? And by no means, we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, and then we're going to move forward to the issues that are really affecting being a woman in today's social and political landscape. Okay, ma'am? Now, do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
I think of myself as a female.
Okay.
A woman.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
78.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Why wouldn't I be registered to vote? I'm black in America. I am registered to vote since I was 18 years old. And I'm a human being. I'm a woman, registered woman.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. Now, you already answered some questions, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, ma'am? So bear with me. We said, are you Hispanic? Do you know Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Yeah, you already say you're a black African-American, correct?
Actually, I'm an American.
You're an American, okay. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? How about the future of the country? How do you feel, positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive, okay. How about your own future? The same question, positive or negative?
Positive.
And the future of the planet in general? How do you
positive.
Feel? Thank you. Now, moving forward, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel women have to make change on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. From 0 to 10, what number should we pick?
5.
Thank you. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read them all, and as I read them, you can stop me, okay, ma'am? And then I will move forward, see if you change your mind. First issue is abortion access, education, student loans, national security, crime, gun violence, mental health, health care, immigration, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, climate change. If you have to pick 3 that you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today, which ones would you pick?
Equality without equality and racism, abortion access.
Abortion
and,
access.
And political climate.
I'm sorry, the political, the national security? What'd you say?
Whatever you want.
What?
Which ones you pick? You say abortion access, right?
Abortion, racism, and political climate.
And, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Crime. Here we go. Okay. Let's move forward. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? You personally, okay? Now, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships and friendships, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, or having or caring for children, your education, hobbies and free time activities, economy, security, and financial independence. If you have to pick 3. That you prioritize
economy,
the most.
Financial independent, caring for elderly.
Okay, caring for
and work life balance.
Yeah, that's 2 of them. Caring for senior family members. I'm sorry.
Caring for, I said 3. Caring for family members, work life balance, as well as
caring for senior family members.
Yes.
Work-life
balance. I said three, and the third one was the one about financial security.
Economy, security, and financial independence, right? Okay, let's move forward. Which of the following traits are most important to you, identity, personally? You may choose up to three. Okay, second thing. Are your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, being a woman, being young, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your spiritual or religious belief, your personality, your profession, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, and friend, or being an American. If you have to pick three for your most important to your identity.
I would say being a woman, caring for others, and just being a good person.
That is it, man. So your personality, can we pick that so we can move forward? Okay, thank you. Now, when you think about the American political system in general, which emotions do you feel most often? Now, I'm going to read them all, and you can choose up to two, okay? Pride, anger or frustration, disappointment or sadness, exhaustion, hope, dread, happiness.
Hope.
Okay. And what other one?
Hope.
Yeah, hope is a good thing. Now, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if it's not exactly right, okay? Now, the first one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Now, the last one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Now, which of those comes closer to your opinion?
Whichever one rhymes with hope.
Oh, okay. But you have to give me the answer, because it's your opinion that matters. It's just for the sake of research. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people?
Okay.
And how much do you trust the following to make changes on issues that matters to you personally? Okay, the first one, the Supreme Court. How much you trust them? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, how about your city government? Same question. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. And how about Congress in general? The same question.
Not at all. Let that go.
Okay, how about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots,
coalitions? Definitely not at all.
Okay. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
I trust him a lot. I just don't trust Congress. He can't do that without the rest of the crew.
Understood. Okay. And your state government, how much do you trust the state government? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay. How about the ballot initiatives, which is the proposed laws that the public votes on directly? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
The polls where we go to, I've never had an issue, so I trust the polls.
A lot, somewhat, or a little?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward. I appreciate your patience. Now, you hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus people, or customers, and deny them service. Now, would that be a motivation for you to help you enact a change to civic participation? Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating? Somewhat all motivated or not at all motivated?
Not at all motivated.
How about in the 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade? Same question. Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating.
Somewhat motivated.
Okay, the next one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very, somewhat motivated, or somewhat unmotivated, or not at all unmotivated?
What did you say?
Okay, this is the, if these things will help you enact to change through civic participation, like, would this motivate you a lot to go voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc., that the U.S. Supreme
Somewhat.
Thank you. Moving forward. Well, let's go to the next topic, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
And y'all got a whole you got about, we've been on for about 10 minutes.
No, 3 minutes, right? How likely are you to participate on the following? Contacting
10 minutes, 11 minutes.
No, contacting, I really appreciate you, man, believe me. Contacting or attending an event where you elected representatives. How likely are you to participate on that? Very likely, somewhat likely?
Not likely.
Not very likely or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Okay, how about boycotting a company? Very likely, somewhat, not very likely or not likely at all?
Not likely.
Okay, not very likely or not likely at all?
Not likely.
Okay. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? How likely are you to participate on that one? Very likely, somewhat likely.
Very likely.
Okay. And how about signing a petition? Very, somewhat? Not very,
very
likely.
Likely.
Very likely. How about attending a protest?
Protest.
Very likely. Okay. How about voting in elections?
Oh, very likely.
Okay. How about volunteering for an advocacy organization? How about volunteering, right, for an, I'm sorry, let me see, I got it right here. Okay. Advocacy organization? Advocacy?
I don't know.
Will you volunteer for that?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you.
I'm not volunteering to do nothing free.
I hear you. Now, no matter how frequently, right,
all
free.
The program owners get paid.
Right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that have made it harder for you in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting. Now, which best describe why you may have not voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three, okay? You didn't think...
Sir, none of this stuff apply to me. I don't care. I vote.
Because you voted all the time. I understand you told me that at the beginning, that you voted since you were 18, and that's great, man.
Yeah,
But just for the sake of research, you know, can you pick three of them real quick? We're almost done, believe me. Just one more minute, okay? Let me read them real quick. Now, the first one, this happens to some people when they go and vote, okay, ma'am? So just for the sake of the research, just pick three, okay? Now, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or you didn't know enough about the candidates, or you did not have time to vote, or your mailing ballot didn't arrive in time, or the candidates didn't represent your values, or voting doesn't change things that matters to you, or you didn't know how or when to vote or register, and there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, or none of the above because you always vote.
None of the above. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, for each of the following, please weigh whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. Oh, here we go. Okay.